nights, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We have our man from our sister station, Praise 107.9. Solomon Jones is here. What's up, Solomon?
Yo, man, I want to talk about dirty old men, Q.
Uh-oh.
We got to talk about it, Q. Because when 80-year-old Bill Cosby was convicted of 3 counts of sexual assault, dirty old men everywhere started shaking in their orthopedic shoes. But before they could put new tennis balls on their walkers and head for the exits, the Me Too movement ran up on them, and now several more old guys are facing the kind of allegations that could have them dropping loads in their Depends. The first is a guy who arguably started it all, Harvey Weinstein. He's a movie mogul who's been accused of rape, sexual assault, or harassment by 80 different women all over the world. Weinstein, who's been under investigation in New York, London, and Los Angeles since the accusations came to light, is a walking, talking irony. That's because if a movie producer like Weinstein had to pick out an actor to play a creep who harasses women, he'd probably pick a guy who's a little bit scruffy, probably pick a guy who looks like he hadn't bathed, and he'd probably pick a guy who looks like he started drinking at 8 in the morning. In other words, he'd probably pick a guy who looks just like Weinstein. But Weinstein will have a chance to prove to the world that looks can be deceiving. Because after a grand jury found enough evidence to charge him with rape and other sex crimes involving 2 separate women, Weinstein will turn himself in later today, and eventually he'll go to trial. The second guy in the Dirty Old Men Club is a little more surprising, Oscar-winning actor Morgan Freeman. I mean, sure, we heard rumors about Freeman dating a step-granddaughter some years ago, but when that young woman tragically died, we went right back to giving mad props to the man who played the voice of God in Bruce Almighty. Mountain Dew loved the actor so much that they cast him to spit a Missy Elliott rhyme in one of this year's best Super Bowl commercials. The name of the song? I can't make this up, Q. Get your freak on. And that's what Freeman, who's now 80, is accused of doing. Getting his freak on while working on multiple movie sets and even harassing women on promotional tours. In one case, a production assistant claimed Freeman tried to pull up her skirt while asking if she was wearing underwear. In another case, an entertainment reporter said she was 6 months pregnant when Freeman hit on her. I guess Freeman was trying to reprise his Oscar-winning role in the hit film, Million Dollar Baby. But if these women decide to sue, it could end up costing Freeman a lot more than $1 million. In fact, if they find a case in which to file charges, Freeman could end up in Shawshank, once again seeking redemption. Let's hope it doesn't come to that, though, because I've already seen one 80-year-old man convicted of sexual assault this year. I'm really not trying to see another, especially one that's been driving Miss Daisy.
You already know. See, listen, when Solomon was talking, I said, that's his old rap background coming in. Mm-hmm. He just spit, you just dropped, you did an 8 Mile Eminem battle rap against Harvey Weinstein and against God himself, Morgan Freeman.
Wow.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. I hope it ain't true. Well, he already didn't apologize. Morgan Freeman already apologized. Yeah. No, I didn't mean to make anybody feel uncomfortable.
Did you not hear this clip?
Oh, man. We have this Morgan Freeman clip. We played it last hour. Darn, we got to get it to you, Solomon.
All right.
Listen, thank you. We will check back in with you on Monday, possibly. Oh, no. Hold on.
No, Wednesday. Producer says.
Best of show Monday.
Oh, no, okay. So, you're not coming to work Monday. Let me do something about Solomon. You know, you talk about working for the people, but the people have to work on Monday, Solomon. And you,
well, the people got to eat some barbecue on Monday too. So I'm going to be with the people.
Oh,
okay. No, that you smooth. Well, I can't wait till you.
That's
run
that
for
battle
mayor.
Rapper right
I can't
there.
Wait until you run for mayor. We'll see you on Wednesday, brother. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Keep it locked right here. We are live. We are local to the Quincy Harris Morning Show with K-Fox on 100.9.